Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. ConocoPhillips Alaska will not seek an extension of the export license for its liquefied natural gas plant in South Central. The current license expires March 31st. Spokesperson Amy Burnett says ConocoPhillips will consider a new license if the needs of the local gas market are met and there is sufficient gas for export. She says ConocoPhillips is unaware of there being sufficient gas in Cook Inlet to support exports currently. 2 years ago, ConocoPhillips and its then-partner announced plans to close the plant in Nikiski, citing market changes that did not support continued exports. The plant was the sole supplier to Japan when it started exports in 1969, but had become a bit player as of 3 years ago. However, after the March 2011 earthquake and tsunami in Japan, the company did provide additional shipments. State lawmakers have beefed up Alaska's laws on crime in recent years, but they have not changed what constitutes a felony. Two bills could add some definition. Senate Bill 56 by Eagle River Republican Fred Dyson would make possession of a small amount of certain drugs a misdemeanor if a person has not been convicted of more than two drug-related offenses. Senator John Coghill wants to raise the value for property crimes in Alaska, which has not been done since 1978. The North Pole Republican would change what constitutes a misdemeanor property crime. Stealing property valued from $500 or make that from $50 to $500 is a misdemeanor. Coghill's measure would increase that range of $250 to $1,000. The state Senate has passed legislation that would allow the state to take over responsibility for dredge and fill permits from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Senate Bill 27 is one of several permit-related bills proposed by the governor, which has touted them as a way to limit federal overreach in Alaska. The bill would allow the state to evaluate the costs and consequences of assuming primacy for the dredge and fill permitting program, then let Departments of Environmental Conservation and Natural Resources take the necessary steps to assume primacy. The Parnell administration says the benefits would include the involvement of fewer agencies, state management of water and land use priorities, and funding stability. Critics say administering the program would be expensive, and they worry about the state's protection of wetlands. A canned tuna fish recall is getting bigger. Tri-Union Seafoods is recalling some chicken-of-the-sea 5-ounce cans of chunk white albacore tuna packed in both water and oil because the seam on the lids of the cans may not meet standards. The tuna could spoil or become contaminated. The recalled product has been sold nationwide in single cans. The Department of Environmental Conservation has confirmed the tuna in Alaska, but no illnesses have been reported in the state or elsewhere yet. The albacore in water was sold between February 4th and February 27th. The albacore in oil was sold between January 23rd and March 6th, and you can go to the DEC's website for more details. And Governor Sean Parnell is calling upon the International Olympic Committee to reinstate wrestling as part of the Olympics. Parnell joined the governors of 30 other states and Puerto Rico in a letter voicing their concern to IOC President Jacques Roga. Last month, the IOC voted to drop wrestling from the 2020 Games in order to streamline the Olympics. The letter stressed the benefits of the sport, and it added the sport's history should be of paramount importance in the consideration to remove wrestling from the quadrennial competition. Wrestling has been part of every Summer Olympics since the modern Games started in 1896.